Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
4-H clubs to be established in all public schools from the primary to tertiary levels. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, they might do a next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know.
Find
out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey are going to help them to get more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Jamaica 4-H to establish clubs in all public schools from the primary to tertiary levels. Each club will be monitored by a teacher who will supervise the management of activities. Junior Education Minister Floyd Green says the 3-year MOU will positively impact the school feeding program as well as the agricultural sector.
Our government understands that if we're going to move the country forward in terms of economic growth, agriculture has to be one of those pillars.
Under the school feeding program, students are provided with nutritious meals and snacks to encourage regular attendance and boost learning capacity. Mr. Green says the school feeding program will also, under the agreement, utilize local produce from school gardens. The MOU will also help to develop a growing interest in agriculture and encourage entrepreneurship among young persons.
Ultimately, what we want to see from all of this in the agricultural revolution is employment for our people, putting more of our young people to work.
Chairman of the 4-H clubs, Dr. Charles Douglas, says potential benefits under the MOU include the bringing together of substantial human and financial capital and the expansion of the 4-H clubs across the country in terms of membership. Other potential benefits include making the most of target programs that can transform the school feeding program and change the way children view science, technology, and innovation to advance agriculture and food systems.
This MOU comes at a time when the 4-H movement is on an intense campaign of mobilizing young people to become entrepreneurs.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Faithful promise make fool glad. Translation: a promise gladdens the heart of a fool. And this means, do not be overcome by promises.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.